For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Grant and Danny with you on 106.7 The Fan on a Tuesday. Happy to be with you. Thank you for making the show part of your day. You are listening live all over the DMV on our flagship 106.7. You can watch us on the Grant and Danny live stream right now in high definition on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. We're out at 1757. Beautiful golf course out here in Ashburn near the Commander's Training Facility. Excellent event benefiting the Wounded Warriors that we are happy to take part in today, Dave.
Very cool, man. Yeah, it's just one of those nice reminders. The fall day is perfect, warming up in the sun. Guys right in front of us just hitting absolute bombs with their driver, watching it go, all for a good cause. A lot of fun, man. You dig days like this.
Yeah, it's one of the good ones. And it is perfect out here weather-wise.
Mm-hmm.
One of the days where, if you're the Commanders, you probably wish you were on the practice field.
Seriously.
I mean, that pleasant. You'll trade one of the really hot, gross, rainy days for this because you designed this weather in a laboratory. But there's so much to get into on the show. I should let everybody know that the maiden voyage of our weekly segments with our guy Austin Eckler today at 5 o'clock. So you will hear him live on Grant and Danny at that time. There are some dignitaries, some great former Redskins legends, some current Commanders roaming around at the facility here today. So we'll try to get some of those fellas on the show as well. So we'll be very busy on G&D. But to just get into our traditional Tuesday show, I guess we could start with Monday Night Football last night. Even though the Jets lost and got bullied by San Francisco, a legitimate Super Bowl contender out of the NFC, I think if you're a Jets fan, while you can be discouraged with your defense laying an egg, Aaron Rodgers looked good.
Yes.
He was mobile. He moved around. I thought he was able to kind of plant an anchor and throw. You know, he and Kirk Cousins are both coming back from the Achilles injuries last year. Rodgers happened in week one. Cousins was closer to Halloween. And if you're comparing the two, I thought Rodgers looked way further along, which makes sense from a calendar standpoint. But if you're a Jets fan today, I think you wake up going, I got a quarterback, I got a shot.
And that's kind of been the case for the last couple of seasons, several seasons, really, to add to that, right? I mean, if Aaron Rodgers is okay, that team's going to be okay. How good they're going to be, I don't know. Does Haason Reddick ever come back? They needed probably a little more pass rush than they had last night, I would say. But, yeah, you got to be encouraged. San Francisco's legit. They are – there's a great chance they're going to the Super Bowl.
By the way,
I know you don't do moral victories, but if you're the Jets, you're going, that was actually a nice step forward.
How good is that team?
They're very good.
They did not have Christian McCaffrey.
Did it matter?
And we don't know when they found out they weren't going to have Christian McCaffrey. If you believe
it Friday? Was it not?
Jordan Mason, their running back, he told Lisa Salters on the field he found out Friday night McCaffrey was out. Kyle Shanahan said that wasn't the case. We found out this afternoon McCaffrey wasn't going to play, meaning on Monday. Then Mason came back in his next availability in his press conference and said, I'm not talking about that. So there was a lot of different moving parts on exactly the timeline on the McCaffrey injury. But here's what I know. Death, taxes, and a Shanahan running scheme turning a back you've never heard of into a legend overnight. mean, that was the case with Jordan Mason. He didn't have as many carries in his college career as he had last evening. 28 attempts, 147 yards, and a touchdown. And by the way, that's supposed to be a really good Jets defense. That defense is supposed to be a run-stuffing, dominant physical front. Like, they are supposed to be able to get after people. And San Francisco, without their MVP in their skill position rooms, crushed them. I mean, they had no answer. And the other guy that I want to call attention to for the 49ers, which are just such a joy to watch that team, receivers running free, so much space around everyone who catches a ball. Kyle was putting on a clinic, as always. Trent Williams, man. How much do you miss that dude? They call him Silverback. Trent Williams was dominant. He did not practice one time. He did not work out with the team one time. He was on his couch, training on his own, doing whatever he was doing for the last couple of months, holding out. And then 72 hours before the season kicks off, Kyle Shanahan gets on the horn and says, "Hey, man, we need you. We want you back here." No problem. They played his music. He came walking through the door. He looked heavier than he normally does last night, watching him in pregame. And then he didn't allow a single pressure. He crushed his assignments all night long. One of the greatest tackles of ever.
He's incredible. I also think two things are true. He might be a little bit to deal with at times, but it's worth the squeeze. There may be a day where it's not.
Heavy lies the crown.
We have not gotten there yet. That is a bad ass.
You could be like, successful. You could have enemies. You could be unsuccessful. You can have friends, Frank.
Get out of bed and just mush people. That's what Trent Williams does. He's here to eat, sleep, and knock dudes stiff. What an unbelievable player. As Hall of Fame as Hall of Fame comes, right? Like, one of the great players of his generation. Not just, oh, he's a nice tackle, he's a good piece here. That dude is incredible. Like, moves around like a running back at 300 some odd pounds. Couldn't be stronger. Age doesn't affect him. It affects mortal people, not guys like that.
But just think about not only the age, where I think he's now closing in on 40.
Yes, 37, right? 38, something like that.
Not only the age, the fact that he didn't prepare all offseason.
Yeah, the Walter Jones plan, right?
He didn't practice. He's not in any football shape. I got multiple DMs on Instagram at Grant H. Paulson and texts from buddies last night early in the game going, "Trent looks bigger, right?" Like, he noticeably has some weight probably to shed. 33 pass-blocking snaps, not a single pressure. First time he hasn't even given up a pressure since week 3 of the 2022 season. I mean, he was tremendous. But you start thinking about it. This guy has been in the league now. This is his 14th season. He spent the first 9 of them here. And because of the way it ended in Washington with the Bruce Allen regime and all the optics, he's not going to be known as or go down as a Redskin or a Washington guy first, even if he ends up playing 7 seasons in San Fran and 9 here, 6 versus 9, whatever. He'll end up being a Niner probably, which is a shame. And that's one of the things truly, Danny, if I could say this, that I hope for this next ownership group, which they've already proven is also a priority for them. I want better relationships with our great players and the important people in the building. I am so tired of Chris Cooley flying out of the D.C. area, landing in Wyoming, and now living in a house in the woods not to be heard of or heard from again, like, because he's at odds with the team. Enough of that. The people that bleed and sweat and put their bodies and their lives on the line for you, can we have some decent relationships with some of those folks, please?
Yeah, big picture guys like Trent Williams. Little picture, when Ryan Kerrigan comes back for the first time after spending, what, right around a decade here in Washington, let's have a 30-second video that says, "Welcome back, Ryan," or "Thank you, Ryan," or something. And it wasn't because Ryan Kerrigan wanted to leave because he was pissed off. It wasn't because he wanted to leave because, he was like, "Screw this, I'm going to go somewhere else." It's because he was told he wasn't wanted, right? Like, after a year as a part-time player, we had 5.5 sacks. Rivera and company moved on, which, you know, in general is not the craziest thing in the world to do. A guy that's whose skill set is diminishing, who you'd like to go younger, bring in your own guys, whatever the case. That's not crazy. But what is crazy is not saying on a 30-second video montage. I mean, When every national that got 2 at-bats here comes back, they get a video, they get a standing ovation like they have cured polio. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's probably too far in that direction, to be honest with you, for my liking. But I'll err on that side rather than ignoring the fact that the guy who, when he left here, was your all-time sack leader. Now there's a statistical anomaly that may or may not be the case. But you couldn't bother to have some kind of production. It was an afterthought for them. You've already seen a dramatic improvement in this regard because it's controllable. You know, think of the Darryl Green jersey retirement video. Outstanding. Great content. Perfect. That's the way you treat a legend. More of that. Less of the previous.
Ladies and gentlemen, please turn your attention to the infield, where we'll now be playing a special tribute to former infielder Wilmer Defoe.
Look at the video board. It's Ryan Rayburn.
And then, like, the video replays are like, and it's a base hit to center field for Defoe, his first as a National.
End
like,
highlight.
And then it just ends. And he, like, waves. And, I mean, but it. Are you going to be classy or you're not?
Yeah.
Are you going to treat everyone like they were somebody or are you not? My point is, the somebodies definitely need to be treated like
yes.
somebodies. And we just, around here, we haven't seen it and they haven't done it.
Just err on that side, man. If you've got a shift for the Capitals, you get a nice little ovation. Come on.
I'm not down. Like, I was down on the Jets coming into the year, so I wasn't surprised to see they were a little rusty. I think it takes time with these quarterbacks who miss so much time in the previous season. We've seen that over and over and over again. But also, I think they're in a really tough division.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bills
that I'm sure of.
Started 1-0. They didn't even play well early in their game. We'll go fastest 15 minutes, top of the hour, at 3 o'clock today and go through every NFL game from Sunday. But they were down 17-3, and Josh Allen put on the cape, 2 rushing touchdowns, 2 passing touchdowns. Miami, similarly, complete egg late at the beginning of mm-hmm. that game. Completely terrible for like 3 quarters, and they still found a way to come back and beat Jacksonville because they've got that strike up the band, 70-yard touchdown in their back pocket when they need it. So that division, to me, I don't think the Patriots will be any good, but they might be frisky, it looks like. They can play defense.
That's the first place New England Patriots to you, sir.
Apparently. I mean, they are going to be physical. I know that. They're mm-hmm. they're going to arrive violently, to quote Joe Witt.
They found their north?
They beat the Bengals. So I'm looking at that division going, all these people crowning the Jets with Rodgers very old at a point now coming off of an injury where his last season wasn't that great anyway. I didn't really get it, but they'll need a lot more out of Breece Hall and a lot more out of that defense. Those will be my two takeaways. I actually thought Rodgers, even though he wasn't great, answered a lot of the important questions that I needed him to.
So I was a buyer into the Jets, mostly because I think they've had a really good roster for a couple of years where if they had decent quarterback play, they would have been a 10-11 win team. And I thought that's what they're going to get this year. So I was disappointed, really, in their defense more than anything else. I mean, San Francisco is just awesome, and they're awesome from week one. It's not one of those Kansas City situations where they might be ho-hum for a couple of months, or the Patriots when they were going to the AFC title game and Super Bowl every other year, where they might take a September off to really find themselves, and then, you know, October hits, they hit the gas. San Francisco is great right now, and they're going to be great all as long as they're healthy, pretty much. That was unbelievable. They were the best team in week one, in my humble opinion. I still think the Jets are – I'm higher on them than you are. To me, if Rodgers is last year in Green Bay Rodgers, let alone approaching MVP-level Rodgers, which is a lot to expect given the injury and the extra year and everything else, but if he's that perfectly fine 26-10, 4,000-yard guy, you've got weapons. You've got – what I thought was going to be a much better defense. I think they're going to make some noise in that division. I think Buffalo's taking a small step back where, you know, Josh Allen's going to have to play here all the time. I don't trust Miami basically once the weather turns sub 50 degrees. But, yeah, so mixed bag, I'd say, for the Jets in week number one. But a lot of football left in that division. It's going to be fascinating. That's going to be an interesting division.
It will be. He's Danny Ruye. I'm Grant Paulson. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan. One thing I do want to try to do this season with our 5 p.m. Tuesday hits with Austin Eckler is try to incorporate one listener question at the end of every single segment.
Mm.
So I think it'll be a good opportunity to try to – we'll go through all the ways – guys get a hold of us during the show so we can dig in the comments on the YouTube chat on 106.7 The Fan's YouTube page if you're streaming there. Obviously, you can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny, and I'll remind you guys, I'm sure Danny will as well throughout the show, but at the end of all of our conversations with Eckler, maybe we can ask him our favorite question from the listening audience, something we didn't think of, but we're very, very excited that he's the guy we'll be talking to this year, and someone that, according to Dan Quinn at least, after game number one, he said yesterday, they want to incorporate more, and they should. He led the team with over 50 receiving yards on 4 catches, proved to be very elusive in the open field. He only got 2 carries, which I would have hammered the over on that if that was the number I was given before the game. but a total of 6 touches. I assumed late last week it was going to be the 10 to 14 range any given week for him. So that was a light workload for Eckler, and I'm hoping after the way he played, he earned more playing time.
Me too. I understand not wanting to overdo it, but we're a long way from overdoing it. Right, if he had 16 carries, you go, that's probably too much. You could get away with that.
Why'd you pick 16 carries?
I named a number. It's just an interesting number to me. It's interesting, right? I mean, like, say, like, it's not 15, it's not 17, but 16 carries. Hmm. If he had that,
seems very specific.
Slam in between the tackles, I go, that's probably not the greatest use of Austin Eckler. I also know that not using him at all until the third quarter was not a great use of Austin Eckler.
Yeah,
you know, like, there's a happy medium there. That 12 to 14 total touches. 5-6 receptions, you know, 4-5, maybe 6 carries, just to keep people honest. Because the thing I could never stand, and this was even Jay Gruden, who comes on with us on Mondays, who I loved his offense because they were always really good. It was, all right, first and second down is over. Here comes J.D. McKissic. And it was telegraphed. You knew what was coming. Don't do that. Don't let people know what's coming. Austin Eckler can play on first down. I promise you he can. I promise you he can be in there on second and four, where now you could hand it off to him, or you could run play action. There are so many things that people just refuse to do. It's like, this is our silo. He is our third down back. He enters on third down. Well, two of their drives, to their credit, they didn't have a third down, so he didn't play. Other drives, they went 3 and out or didn't look very good, so he didn't play. Wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. More Austin Eckler, more often.
Are you going full CK here, not eating any of your French fries? Is that what I'm noticing?
No, we started the show. So okay. I you can do a thing where you eat super quietly and, like, in between, like, when you know I'm going to talk for a second, you can get flying. I don't have the huevos to do it.
Okay. Well, I don't really do it now that we're on YouTube as much, but that was definitely my play before.
Right. I mean, I got them right here.
Yeah. I thought you were going full slacks because our boss does this thing where,
you can hear that, right?
If he gets a side with a meal, he doesn't eat it because he doesn't like food that much.
Right.
So I was thinking maybe the new Danny Ruhier, maybe you're anti-French fry.
No, I'm very pro. I've had a bunch of them. This was a good serving of fries, by the way. Compliments to 17.
Also, I don't know what that type of fry is. It's my favorite. That, like, crunchy exterior.
Steak cut, I've always called it. Is that right?
Steak fries to me, I mean, maybe they are steak, but I think of steak as bigger.
So
they're thicker. But they're, I just mean, like, the crunch to it, not even the shape.
Uh-huh.
It's the, you know, you really snap down on those.
Let me get one. See if you can
hear. That's a good French fry.
I'll put it right up to the mic here. Let's see if you can hear.
I don't think you could.
Good hear.
No. We'll try again another time. Let's do this next. You mentioned 16 carries. That's how many Jaden Daniels got.
It is?
We got columnists in Washington, D.C. coming out of retirement to yell at the coaches about this. Is there too much being made about Jaden Daniels running the ball as much as he did? Or is that a problem that he ran the ball 16 times in the first game? We'll get to that next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
A beautiful Tuesday out and about at 1757 Golf Course in Ashburn, right down the street from the Bubble and where the Commanders are training. We're Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan. It's another game week for the Commanders as they get ready for the Giants on Sunday. I was just talking to a listener who was out here hitting golf balls, and he said, I'm taking my son to his first ever game. He's 5 years old. I was strategizing. Do I take him to the Giants game in week two or the Panthers game in October? I said, well, those are definitely the two to consider.
If you're going to pick two, those pick from those.
Based on week one, you made the right decision
yeah.
with those two teams. You might want to wait till Carolina in October, but you never know what the weather's going to be.
I think that's your safest commitment, if I'm honest. But
the other thing is, because he's like, I got to get him a win. I got to get him hooked. Early in the season, get him out there. Let him experience a football game in person live. And then he's going to want to sit with you and enjoy the season, right? He's going to want to watch games. But he said, you know, the one drawback would be if they lose big. They may lose this weekend. They shouldn't, but they may. I just can't see them losing big to
I don't think the Giants have big.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think they're so limited and so low ceiling.
They don't have that club in the bag. We're at a golf range. Like, they don't have 300 yards off the tee.
They're like, all right, time to hit the driver, and they pick up a pitching wedge. Like, they'll get it there. It's going to take a little while, though.
They stink.
They do.
It's really important for the Commanders. You're at home. You're 0-1 after a dud. You got to look pretty good in this game against the Giants.
Yeah, the Giants have stunk. They're as stinky as anybody's been in the sport over the last handful of years. And yet, 8-3-1 against Washington over their last 12 matchups.
Even Danny DeVito
yep.
beat the Washington Commanders,
yep.
if memory serves.
That's right.
It's Tuesday. If you're new to this show this fall, this football season, Tuesday's a big day on G&D for a lot of reasons. We already told you Austin Eckler is going to be our weekly 5 o'clock guest every Tuesday. But on Tuesdays on this show, we've got a staple in the football season. We call it Commander Survivor. The way this works is you go to Facebook every single Tuesday, facebook.com/Grant and Danny, and we've got a list of players that we start the season with that gets whittled down one by one. Each week you vote one player immune and safe going into the next week, and you kick one player off the island based on how they played. At the end of the season, there will be only one commander left, or as we call it, Terry McLaurin. More often than not, he, John Allen, kind of are the last two standing, but we'll see what 2024 holds. Danny, why don't you let everybody know what players are competing for the title of the 2024 Commander Survivor?
On offense, Jaden Daniels, Brian Robinson Jr., Austin Eckler, Terry McLaurin, De'Ami Brown, Zach Ertz, Brandon Coleman, Sam Cosby. On defense, Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu, Benjamin St. Juste, Emmanuel Forbes, pack your bags, Quan Martin, Jeremy Chin, and Austin Seibert, your kicker.
The way we do this generally is we try to start with 8 on offense, 8 on defense, keep it balanced. We try to go with guys that are obviously playing well or not. Normally that's players in space, receivers, running backs, cornerbacks. With linemen, we typically go tackles over interior guys. You know, on the defensive line, we go with the studs, Allen and Payne. Typically, you'd want edges as well, but there's just nothing overly notable.
No, there's not.
On the roster at this point, and then you got to have a kicker out. So, luckily for Austin Seibert, he's going to be safe going into week two.
He's got a chance to make it.
He wasn't the guy that missed the two kicks like Cade York did this past week. So pretty clearly, I would say, there are plenty of options on the defensive side of the ball who could be at risk of getting sent home after just one game. We're light on immunity options. Maybe Jaden Daniels, Austin Ekeler in a decent shape going into week number two. But go vote right now. We'll update this throughout the show. And at the very end of the show in our 6 o'clock segment, we will tally up the votes and let you know who's getting sent home and who's getting immunity. We'll do this every Tuesday on Grant and Danny. Go vote Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. But that brings us to the topic you and I wanted to open with today, which is Jaden Daniels running the football. I saw Dan Steinberg, our old friend at the Washington Post, who's a great writer and used to run the D.C. sports blog and now edits a big chunk of that sports department's paper. He said that Tom Boswell, the legendary columnist in town, called him last night. And it sounds like he was really hot. He was angry. He had to get something off his chest. And Steinberg's like, why don't you write about it, even though you're retired? So Boswell wrote, Jaden Daniels has 16 carries after one game. For that, the Commanders' coaches should have their heads examined. Otherwise, Daniels soon will. Which is a pretty powerful headline there from Thomas Boswell. Now, I tweeted this, and I made the point that he ran it 16 times. 11 of those were scrambles. Quite literally, there were 11 times where the play was not designed for him to run it, and he ended up doing so. They did have 5 design runs, 2 read option plays, 2 powers that I hated where he got a snap and immediately went downhill into the line of scrimmage between the tackles. And then they had one pretty clearly designed to me, like play action naked bootleg on a 4th-and-1 to get him to the sideline in space and to get out of bounds. But there were 5 design runs. There were 11 other runs from Jaden Daniels. And Dan Quinn was actually asked about this in the press conference yesterday by Scott Abraham of Channel 7 in town. He was asked basically, hey, 16 runs seems like a lot. Is that something you're comfortable with? This is what Dan Quinn had to say about this.
Yeah, and certainly not all of those are designed quarterback runs.
Right.
So I think that's important to say. But, yeah, I think he'd be the first to say the same thing, Scott, to say this is, you know, I had a chance to go rip it to somebody else. Sometimes you can see a rush or a pattern break and there's open space and you go. But, yeah, for him, create it when it's there. You know, when you can get outside the pocket, we'd love to see him remain a passer first. And I think it's going to come with more experience, Scott, honestly. You know, when I can go extend it to throw it, when, hey, this play's over, I'll get rid of it and move on to the next play. So I think you'll see that trajectory continue, Scott, as we go. Certainly 18 carries is not the model, you know, that we're looking for, certainly with Brian and Austin and others here. But at the end of it, I do think we'll continue to grow in that spot, but certainly not by design to have that many.
So this is at the core of the fundamental disagreement that you and I have. And this is the manifestation of my case. When you call runs, when you are even willing to say, hey, it's a close play, or it's a 3rd-and-1, or it's a must run, or it's something we got to have, let's run it. You're telling the player, you're enforcing something, you're reinforcing the design here. The coaching point should be, Throw, escape to throw, run to throw, move out of the pocket to throw, escape danger to throw. And if nothing else is there, there's no big play available, guys' heads are turned, you could scramble for some yards. But when running is the paradigm, you get a runner. So it doesn't surprise me that Jaden Daniels ran too much. If we start from the premise that 16 carries is too much, which I think everybody agrees with, how we got there, to me, is the fundamental part of the disagreement that you and I have. And I don't want to hash that out again, but I think at its core, if you know the player is going to tuck and run, adjustments have to be made accordingly, right? Somehow, some way, whatever that means, to keep him safe, to keep him upright, to keep him from getting ear hold. You know, Boz's headline, I think, is right on in the sense that you got to know this player. You got to know who you're dealing with, who's already been hit in the head a couple times, had his helmet ripped off a couple times. You got to do something about that. You've got to save him from himself because you need to know better.
Yeah, so my problem is not the 5 design runs, although I will say that I would never run that power thing with him.
I would tear that right up.
Downhill. I think at 200-ish pounds, that's an egregious decision, and it just doesn't make sense to me. I would also say that they had him running the football, slamming into the line of scrimmage at the goal line in a game that was lost with 1.5 minutes left, and I talked about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, to me, coaching malpractice. That was ridiculous. You're down by almost 25. The game is lost. There's 1.5 minutes to play.
It's 37-14 with 1 minute left.
What are we doing here? But that's kind of the end of my issue with the coaching in-game. Now, the other umbrage I would take, so to speak, with the coaches on this front is that answer. where Dan Quinn effectively said, it was a lot of words, here's what he said. Some of those scrambles should have been passes.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I heard when I listened to that.
Yes.
It's what I saw when I watched the All-22. Some of those scrambles shouldn't have happened. He should have gotten out of the pressure and reset and thrown the football, or possibly just there were scrambles where he wasn't pressured, where he just pulled the ball down and ran. On those plays, you got to just stay in the pocket. Let's be calm. Let's be comfortable. We're a quarterback. We're a thrower. And let's wait and find someone to get open. Let's get through our reads. And that's going to happen, I think, more and more as he gets more comfortable, as Dan Quinn said. But to Boswell's point, when you're taking issue with the coaches, to say, well, he ran it 16 times, the coaches are idiots. I used to say this with Griffin and the Shanahans to an extent, too. Although he had way more designed runs, I think, early than we saw from Jaden Daniels in week one. It's not the coach's fault if he's scrambling and getting out of the pocket, other than if they are not behind the scenes saying, hey, Jaden, you got to throw this. You got to zip this ball in here. This is NFL open. This ain't LSU open, but this is NFL open. Stand there, set your feet, drive this ball to this wide receiver who hadn't caught a pass and is doing cardio in the third quarter. And that's, to me, where they got to be coaching him. If they're doing that behind the scenes, even if he's not going to say it at the podium on Tell the Truth Monday or whatever, fine, no problem.
Right.
But the answer to me was an opportunity for him to say, yeah, we don't run him running 16 times. It's bad. And I don't get that sense. Just like when they were talking about him not sliding. It was this like funny thing. Oh, yeah, maybe we'll get the Nationals to come out. They didn't. There's no sliding. When his helmet comes off, so funny. His helmet doesn't hit, you know, it doesn't fit right. And it just falls, you know, his helmet falls off.
Yeah,
it's been happening to me.
Come on.
I need a little more acknowledgement and urgency that this is a thing. Protecting him is important. 16 runs is not the script. That's not the plan. And I think we got a little bit of that, but not the decisiveness publicly, the definitiveness on how big of a deal that was that I wanted. But having said that, I just go back to the designed runs a handful of times in a game. Don't draft them if you're not going to do that. That is the superpower. The amount of scrambles, though, where everyone claps and goes crazy, he goes and gets 6 yards, that's cool unless you turn down 14 through the air. And there were some of those, too. It's one game, so I'm not going to have a big overreaction. But you heard Dan Quinn at two different points in his press conference. In fact, Darius, grab the clip when he was answering Nikki's first question at the very beginning of the press conference, where he said some of the plays where he wanted Jaden Daniels to throw the football. Like, this wasn't even the question, and it was one of the first comments he made in the press conference yesterday on his Tell the Truth Monday. This is what he said.
Yeah, I think it was confirmed. I think mostly, Nikki, from like the competitor side, I felt that. I think if you'd asked him, there'll probably be a few throws that he would either, you know, like to rip or where the progression may have taken him. But by and large, I felt from the competitor side, that was it. Those were some of the things I saw, even like on some of the runs. Like, we didn't have a lot of design quarterback runs, but some of the ones that he did, I think if he'd asked him again, he'd probably want to let it rip to one of the guys on some ops. So missed opportunities, those are the hard ones. I think the one to Terry to start the second half. And
so I'll jump in here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's the closest we're going to get, I think, to him publicly saying. But hopefully behind the scenes, they're rewatching that play going, hey, buddy, here's where we're going. Here's where we want you to throw it. Because they don't want him to scramble 11 times. I'd like him to just hear him come out and say, yeah, 16 is way too many. Clearly, he's not going to do that.
So here's the thing that I want to make sure people understand as well. There are times, I mean, the best passer of our generation is Pat Mahomes. How many big third and fives has he gotten out of trouble, scrambled
totally.
For first down and shuffled?
No, scrambles, big plays, great, no problem.
It is all part of it. But I think there's this, and, you know, it's one of those things where it's a bad shot unless it goes in, and then it's a good shot. You never really know on a given play, and it's hard to predict outcomes. But there's a general practice here where if you're scrambling and you're going to end up with a handful of yards, that's not the end of the world, but it's also, I bet you there was a better opportunity. You know what I mean? Like, there was another shot there that could have been a chunk play, that could have been a first down, that could have been something special. Now, I don't want to take away a play where nobody's covered. He's dancing around for his life in the back, escapes a couple different guys, tiptoes down that left sideline for, what was that, 17, 18, 20 yards? I think it was even after a penalty, if memory serves.
Yeah.
So that they're long down in distance. Oh, my God, spectacular.
Yeah.
We've got the thing that everybody wants. There is a fine line that comes with experience, comes with mentorship and learning and going through it enough times, but the default should be to throw. And that's got to, and to your point, behind the scenes, we don't know what's being said, but that's got to be coaching points 1 through 100. you're always going to have the running club in the back. You will always have that. Hopefully, you know, that lasts forever, and you know, barring injury. But the thing that needs development is that throwing part of it, right?
Which,
and that's what we have to do.
Should not be a surprise, because while he's got those
that's
tools.
That's normal for a rookie, sure.
Accuracy, touch, all those things, they're there. We saw it in college. As I pointed out, it was a very basic passing offense with unbelievable weapons at LSU. It is going to take time, so nobody should be overreacting. I think it's a fair conversation to have this week after 16 runs,
16.
Which is something essentially only Lamar Jackson has done in history. You just do not see that. It's a lot, and it's more, I think, than most of us thought. But I guess to sum it up for me succinctly, I'd like him to – the scrambles are godsends occasionally. Mm-hmm. It's something that he is always going to have to do. But you want to minor in it, not major in it.
Right.
You want to have that back-breaking, soul-grabbing scramble for a first down as a secret weapon that you can occasionally tap into every once in a while. You don't want it to be the default setting. He drops back, it's not there immediately, and he runs. Because then you miss out on too many things aerially. And it's just the first game. That's important to remember, too. But what do you guys make of what is becoming a story this week, not just locally but nationally, how much he ran and the seeming endorsements too strong, but the coaching
staff.
Lack
of concern.
Yeah, the coaching staff not coming out to say, hey, that is in no way what we're trying to do here. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to join us on Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Back at it, Daniels with the keep and his first touchdown in the National Football League. Jaden Daniels runs it in from 2 yards out for the touchdown.
Jaden Daniels, 16 rushing attempts, felt like a lot on Sunday. Tom Boswell was hot, came out of retirement to write about the coaches needing their heads examined before Daniels needs his looked at. Question we've got for you guys is, are you concerned? I guess I'd sum it up, Danny, by saying I'm going to wait another week and see what it looks like. I think this could be a nice learning lesson for everybody where Daniels kind of played some hero ball and didn't see something open right away, pulled the ball down and took off. And my guess is they get back in the film room, they point some things out, they coach him up a little bit, and it looks a lot different this week. I would guess single digit, maybe 8 or 9 carries with 6 of those scrambles, 2 or 3 design runs. They scale it back and they try to get their passing game going.
So I am concerned. My hope is what you said, right? My hope is that there, an adjustment is made. But read between the lines here. Oh, his helmet fell off. he's a dog, though. Oh, he doesn't know how to slide. Maybe we'll get C.J. Abrams to come by and help him slide. Nobody did anything. Not funny to me. They don't have the trauma that I have. They didn't live through 2012. They don't know what it's like to have this golden thing and have it ripped away by one extra scramble, one extra cutback, one extra read option, one extra triple option against Cincinnati. They don't know what it's like to have it ripped away. So I'm carrying that baggage with me. This is a me thing, and that's all fine and dandy. I don't think they have the urgency. I don't get the sense that they're thinking, this will work itself out. I don't need to work itself out. I need stop what everyone else is doing and work on this element until it's fixed.
He's also statistically the most slender running quarterback in history.
Yeah.
Right, just body type-wise. You look at the guys that are his height and weight at the combine, it's a very minuscule group of players, but none of them ran.
Yeah, it's like a couple slender wide receivers in league history look like that.
He runs, so that part of it is ominous as well. I am actually Team Jaden Daniels running, but I think the design runs are done in a way where, weirdly enough, they actually are more able to dictate terms, where you can run a read option to the short side of the field, to the sideline, to the boundary. You're able to get him into space and let him do the lunging, falling thing that he does, more so than the scrambles. As we saw, the scramble was where Robert Griffin ended up mm-hmm. hurting his knee. Not to bring him into this, but I mean those plays are less predetermined.
They're chaotic.
They are more spontaneous and random, and I don't think you can forget that. Let's go to Jamie in Fredericksburg on Grant and Danny, who wants to chime in on the Fan. The MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. What's up, Jamie?
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Hey, buddy. Sir.
You got it.
Yeah. So as far as the 16 attempts go, I think the article is a bit simple to just word is that the coaching staff should have their heads chopped off. If he decides he has to run 11 times because nobody's open, where he just doesn't see a guy, I don't really think that's Quinn's fault. And I don't think he has to come out in a press conference and say it's a big deal, because you don't want to crush the confidence of the rookie you've got out there. When they get behind closed doors, as long as that's addressed, that's not a problem for me. I am a little worried about the role he does wearing on his shoulder as he goes on, because it just doesn't look good.
Yeah, it also just leaves you open for head-to-head or head-to-shoulder contact.
Which we've already seen, yeah.
The throwing shoulder on the helmet where he got dinged the way that he did, because you're going head-first, so to speak. I got a tweet from someone that says, basically, you know, this is being over-talked about. Their point is he had the same number of carries as Lamar Jackson, and that Jackson has had 15 carries a bunch. This topic has become overblown. Lamar had 15 career games where he had at least 16 carries. I don't know if that number is true, by the way. That would shock me if it is. I doubt it, frankly. But I'll take his word for it. He said he had 5 such games in his first full season starting. Is that the goal here,
though? Right, now, which guy is that? I love the player, by the way, but the guy that's been hurt throughout his entire career, who's missed a lot of time?
And that's kind of where I'm going. Is that the goal? Yes, when he's been healthy, the 2 years that he has, he's been an MVP. There are other years where they had to start Tyler Huntley in a playoff game. There are other years where
they missed the playoffs because they had to start Tyler
Huntley.
Wasn't
there in the last 3 weeks and they got eliminated. And oh, by the way, I mean, the conversation we've been having is that he can throw better than Lamar. That in college, I certainly saw that at LSU compared to Lamar at Louisville. Like, I didn't draft him because I want him to be Lamar. I drafted him because I think he has the Lamar running ability and is going to be a really good passer in the NFL. So that's not necessarily like, oh, Lamar does it. You're overreacting. I know he's a 2-time MVP, and if the point is we want him to be Lamar, okay, that's a conversation we can have. But that's not what I'm trying to accomplish in week 2. I'm trying to develop him and get him throwing the football. Let's go to Chuck and Reston on Grant and Danny, who's joining us on the Fan. How are you, Chuck?
Hey, I'm doing great. Great show, guys. This is not overblown, and I'll share with you how egregious it was. In mop-up time, in garbage time, they had this kid running. That's the stupidest thing. If he had gotten hurt, I mean, we weren't even in the game.
Down by 23 with a minute to go. Yeah, 100% right. 100% correct. It's the things that coaches care about, because they're week to week, they're, you know, this minute, this type thing. They don't think long-term. The rest of us are burdened with, you know, I rooted for the previous regime, I'll root for the next one whenever it comes. They don't care in that way. They're there to try to make things look better than they were. They want to kick that field goal down 40 to avoid the shutout, right? They need something positive. They're thinking in that way. Whereas the short-term juice and squeeze paradigm, there is not much value in that second rushing touchdown for Jaden Daniels other than the score doesn't look as bad. And other than maybe you give Daniels a little bit more confidence. But if he's so fragile that he needs confidence from having his helmet come off and diving into the end zone with 30 seconds left, you didn't draft the right guy. I don't believe he needed that. I think he'll be just fine either way. I thought that was so short-sighted.
We'll get more into this as the show goes on here on G&D. But next, what a splendid first week in the NFL. Mondays, we drill as deep as we can down into the ground on the Commanders and try to analyze the game from all angles. Tuesdays, oftentimes, we pull the scope back a little bit and look around the NFL. So next, our fastest 15 minutes in football, thoughts on every single game that was played to kick off the NFL season this weekend. We'll do that next on G&D on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.